A lot of us have found new ways to handle life during the pandemic, and we've all managed different schedules, particularly if we have students. For instance, in my house, Mary and our 16-year-old high school sophomore just arrived from school a few minutes ago, but there's also a senior in high school who worked NTI today. So sometimes they're in class, sometimes they do NTI work. Non-traditional instruction over the computers. Earlier today, there was a group gathered in front of the JCPS headquarters. They call themselves Let Them Learn in JCPS. And they're just asking for a vote in favor of returning to in-person instruction for K through 12 students. I was there earlier today, and one of the parents who spoke is Steve Ullum. Steve, welcome.
Barry, thanks for having me, my friend.
Good to have you on, sir. Tell me about the group. In general, how many parents are involved in your group, and obviously, what's the ultimate goal?
All right. Well, we started this back in September, and we've grown to about 1,600 plus right now. These are predominantly parents that have students in JCPS schools, and, you know, we did this as a way to bring people together that all supported the same cause, and what we support is, you know, parents having a right to choose. Obviously, the end game, we want our kids back in school. But by allowing kids to go back in school, it also allows parents to have a choice again, which is something that we haven't had in quite some time. You know, the pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people. One of the things that initially changed was being able to attend board meetings in person. Even though I do firmly believe it is safe to do so now, you know, there was a time where everybody was on lockdown, and I get that. But parents still are not allowed to come back to board meetings. Parents still don't have a say in what goes on with their kids. By opening schools to in-person classes, we're not trying to say everybody has to send their kids to school. If they're uncomfortable doing that, they can continue on NTI, but for those who choose to go back, we want to make sure that they have that ability.
I see. So is there a unicorn running by here? Your kid's getting excited about something.
No, I'm actually with a friend of mine. We got a little, should have been home by now, but we got delayed in an accident on 65.
Oh, sorry about that. All right. So the idea is, though, for people to have that selective opportunity, yes, I can send my kids in, or no, if parents so choose, keep them on NTI. That's all you're asking for.
Right. We are asking for the board to schedule a vote. We want to know when that vote is going to happen. We want that vote to be public. We would ideally like to be there in person, and we want that vote to end with the board saying, yes, we are reopening schools to in-person education. It's way overdue. You know, we've been dangled with this carrot. We like to call it the goalpost that keeps getting dragged on and on and on and on and on. We've had this carrot dangled in front of our eyes for so long, but nothing ever happens. The goalpost keeps getting moved.
I heard some powerful testimony from some moms today, some parents today, who were talking about the emotional and intellectual consequences for having their kids at home all the time. That was moving.
Yeah. No, yeah. Everybody has had a different degree of frustration with this. There are plenty of people who have had it a lot worse than I, and I get that. The most frustrating part about it for me in my household, I'm a single dad of a fourth grade daughter. And in my daughter's particular situation, she doesn't really get hardly any instruction time from her teacher. You know, she's in a reading group a couple days a week. She gets to read for a few minutes. 3 days a week, the teacher will read them a story at the beginning of the day. And then she has an optional math class once a day for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, the rest of the work she does on her own. She watches videos and is expected to do the assignment.
Yeah, it's.
I work full time. There's nobody else to do that but me. So she's in CEP, and when I get home, I try to help her as best as I can. But even that's become a battle, and it's caused strain in our relationship. And you know, it got to the point where, you know, I had her starting to speak to her school counselor about the anger, the frustration, the depression that she was exhibiting on a daily basis. And the only solution the school offered to me was stop worrying about her work. They said, stop worrying about it. Let her do her work wrong. Let her turn it in incorrect. And we'll deal with it later. So the solution was I should stop worrying about whether or not my daughter was doing her work correctly.
Right.
Everybody's
right. Well, everybody's working their way through uncharted waters, and I can understand how frustrating that is. But the other big fear, of course, is for very young children, particularly the kindergarten kids, first graders, that they're not getting the social development that's part of the maturation process of the human experience. And as long as this goes on. And then, of course, they've never had prior school experience if they're a kindergartner or first grader. And so this is what their reality is. And that's why we've got to get things moving along again. All right, we're out of time, so yeah. I'll just send people to your Facebook page. They can learn more there.
Awesome. They can look for Let Them Learn in JCPS on Facebook, and they can learn all about it there.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boss. Appreciate you.
That's Steve Ullum. His last name is spelled U-L-L-U-M, but the group is called Let Them Learn in JCPS on Facebook.